how do you want me to lead into your intro?
What to buy? Okay. Please, in the Homestar voice.
Oh, hi, everybody. The Ramen Noodle is brought to you by...
Whoa! What was that?
It was a poor imitation of Homestar Runner.
Maybe you should... Take two. Yeah. Do it, Sergeant Packet's voice.
No, he doesn't say hi, everybody.
Sergeant Packet, what the crap are you doing here?
My voice isn't well enough to do that.
I was just saying today that he should bring Sergeant Packet back.
Ramen Noodle is brought to you by... Wrong character.
Are you going to do a weird voice? Are you set on this?
You asked me to do Homestar.
Strong, sad.
No, I was being facetious.
Oh, okay.
Because I used a Homestar voice when I told you my answer. You may use the Daniel voice.
Okay.
Right. AKA the Ramen Noodle with a lowercase t.
Oh, hi, everybody.
No. Oh, right. Whoa. I forgot. That's how you talk.
That sounds like Larry the Pirate.
The Ramen Noodle is brought to you by...
WhatDoYouThink.com. Do you ever feel too busy to think? Let us think for you. Just visit our website, use our patented personality analyzer, and let us know what you want to think about. We'll read books, watch movies and TV shows, listen to music, even meet new people, and then tell you your opinion based on your profile. Also, try our new mobile app. Great for those moments when you need your opinions on the go. Visit us on the web today and find out what you think.
Huh?
It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 94.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you.
Jenny has recently been overdosing on Lost because we've got a Netflix trial membership, so she's been watching Lost. She just made it to season 2, where this song came from.
Yeah, and I looked at him when it played.
And it was so hard to see this song in Lost.
Yeah, I was like, they're singing the wrong words.
That's awesome.
It's Bureau Kind of Noodle.
That's awesome.
Welcome back to The Ramen Noodle, the clean comedy podcast where we share seasoning packets of comedy to flavor your day. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
I'm Jenny.
And we are happy to have you with us today.
We're almost to 100.
Yes, ooh, we are. In fact, we were talking what we're going to do for the 100th episode, which will be 6 weeks or 7 weeks from today.
Well, we should have
we'll figure
a party.
Out the actual date. But what we're going to do for the 100th episode of The Ramen Noodle is that we will be opening up the phone line and taking live calls. That's right. Live calls.
So everybody call. Everybody.
Yes.
We figure after 100 episodes, we're done with all those dead calls.
They're just stale.
We have no idea what may happen, but if someone gets unclean, they will be cut off.
And by cut off, we mean from society. We have hitmen.
Mute me.
That too.
So that would be 98, 99, 100. That would be, looks like, February 20th, if we don't skip an episode.
Or get really ambitious and do a few extras.
Yeah. Which we never do.
Like we never do.
But it looks like it would be February 20th. So mark your calendar for around then. I know that's also President's Day. So
just maybe... circle about 5 days plus or minus around then.
Yeah. We will do a live show and take live calls. And here's the way it would work. The same phone number we currently have, 903-231-2221, will also be the live call-in number. And we'll also have a Skype account set up for that as well. There's a Skype account that has my name on it, and I need to get that trademark infringement.
Skype account with my name on it.
Yes. Make sure that you check us out on the website, cleancomedypodcast.com, where you can subscribe in your favorite iTunes of choice or subscribe in something that's not iTunes.
Your favorite iTunes of choice.
And please leave ratings and reviews for us in iTunes. You can get to that quickly by going to cleancomedypodcast.com/iTunes, and it takes you straight there. And we would be happy for you to help us that way.
You can get to that slowly by using Google to search for websites that might link to other websites that might link to us.
I love seeing how people get to my websites, like through Google. And I saw on Once Podcast, which is our podcast about Once Upon a Time, one of the ways people got to it is they searched for once.podcast.com/timeline. That's how they got to our site in Google.
Interesting.
I wonder if I rank high on that.
I wonder if that's because people's browsers now search when they mistype a URL and put a space in accidentally.
Yeah, that could actually be why.
Huh. Or it could be just like my dad who searches whatever default browser is in the browser homepage when he wants to go to Google or somewhere.
Well, speaking of accidents. Funny stuff that's happened within the last week or so. I've got a story of woe to share.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. Anyway, this is from a few days ago. We've had this list of things to do around the house. Rather, Jenny has had this list of things for me to
do. List.
Yeah.
Honeydew.
And one of these things that's been on the list for a long time is install the new microwave. Because someone gave us a really nice oven with a microwave combo. Like the microwave is one of those kinds that mounts into a counter or underneath a counter.
Thought it looked like it matched awfully well.
Yeah, they're real nice black. And our old oven and microwave worked fine, but just not as nicely as these new ones do.
And the old microwave is really dirty, and it saved me from having to clean it.
Yeah. That's going to get expensive.
That's from the last time that I tried to microwave a live animal in
there. Oh, you didn't tell me about that.
Well, I had to sanitize
Edna.
Yeah, thank you. I couldn't remember. I was going through names in my mind like a little tick machine. Thelma.
Edna wasn't a live animal, though.
No.
What episode was that?
That was, I don't know, like 4 or something. I should retell that story someday.
You should.
Yeah, after the 100th episode, we'll just repeat everything over again. It's kind of like a really old person. Once they reach 100, every birthday is really significant, even like the half birthdays. I'm 105 and a half years
If you ever reach 105.
We're going to not let you talk.
Yeah.
Dad.
He didn't see that coming.
That moment where you realized that the chat room was making jokes and you just said it in the recording without any context. Moving on.
So we've had this this rust bucket microwave that's needed to be replaced. And at one point, Jenny did a typical new wife thing in the house. And that is she rearranged everything I put in place before we got married.
Actually, I did that right after we got married.
Yeah, so
I rearranged the entire kitchen.
You moved the microwave.
I did. Twice.
From like where it was nicely accessible near what I thought it was nicely accessible.
You didn't have a problem with it at the time.
Well, it was moved to this other place where sometimes in order to get to the microwave or put something in the microwave, I'd have to stand like an antenna for a TV, you know, when you're trying to get the signal just right and you have to do this fancy ballerina kind of stance and stick stuff in the microwave. That's what I felt like I was doing sometime, reaching over a counter around something, you know, while the Mission Impossible music is going, just to microwave.
That's
something.
Exactly how I get TV shows to come in over the antenna. Fancy ballerina moves, putting something into the microwave. Exactly.
Why I don't like to watch TV with you. I mean, the moves are okay, but when you put on the tutu, it's just a little too much. Oh, no, wait. It's not enough.
Oh my gosh, that was definitely quite more than enough.
Yikes.
However, you are the one who talks about tutu every single time we record the ramen noodle these days, and I'm just gonna let you puzzle over that one for a while. It'll come to you.
I will be. It'll be like in the middle of the night. Well, anyway,
so might be during this recording.
This microwave needed to be replaced, but we've had this other microwave, like real nice, new looking. I think it might have even been new microwave sitting in the kitchen for months, like at least 8 or 9 months. We've had this in the kitchen. The oven was easy to replace. Just slide one out, slide the other one in.
It's like you had a microwave baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sitting around.
Gosh.
Just a microwave baby. That just doesn't sound right.
No.
Just didn't peel we, back the wrapper.
Didn't microwave we have for 90 one seconds? Episode where somebody like wrote something about putting a baby in a microwave and it being like a time capsule or time machine kind of thing?
I think this might have been a dream that you were having that inspired some of your sleep talking that Daniel talks about.
Oh.
So I wanted to wait until we put this new microwave in before we get rid of the old oven. And this finally, we decided that we would do it this last weekend. I said, this Friday, let's put in the microwave. And so when last Friday came around, I got all the tools together and started to do this. Well, the first thing I, of course, did is I needed to find out which was the electrical line, the breaker for the microwave, because I knew the hood that was there before. What we were going to have to do is remove this oven hood and push the cabinets up. And I knew that the oven hood was most likely wired straight into the wall.
May I just interject a comment? It's really hard to breathe while you're holding a cabinet up over your head. It's hard to breathe. If you haven't tried it, you should try it. Try breathing. It's really hard.
Great exercise.
Go try holding a cabinet up. And while you're doing that, try to breathe.
So we take this stuff down, and I'd have to turn off the power so I don't electrocute myself by unwiring and rewiring these things. And in the process, though, discovered that this same breaker that turns off the microwave power also turns off the light in the kitchen, the one fluorescent light in the kitchen.
That's exciting.
So this meant I now had a timer on how quickly I needed to rewire and connect things, because I didn't want to turn the power back on, obviously, while these wires are exposed.
I'm glad that you knew that.
And we were losing the light of the day.
Yeah, it was afternoon. It was 2 o'clock or so by this point. And as I'm getting into this stuff, and we've pulled down the cabinets and found the wires, disconnected everything, I realized that I didn't have some of the important pieces that I needed in order to do this. I needed to go out to the hardware store, get some of these things, and then come back and try and do all of this before it gets too dark. So I did that. But when I went out, I, of course, wanted to do some price shopping. So I went first to Walmart, then to Home Depot.
You didn't do it online?
No, I needed it right away. And I'm not an Amazon Prime member.
There's an app for that.
So I went to Walmart, then to Home Depot. And at Home Depot, I have a gift card that is from a contest I won. It's a like $75 Home Depot gift card. And I've had this for a while, and I've been thinking, how am I ever going to spend this? I don't like hardware stores, and I can't think of anything that I need from a hardware store. So what am I going to do with this $75? Well, when I get there to the hardware store, as I look around at a couple different things that we need to put in the microwave, I suddenly start thinking, oh, wait, I want to do this sometime. I want to do this. So I'm going around Home Depot holding all of this stuff now in my arms and doing the math of how does this equal up to $75? Can I do all of this? And because, you know, I'm a freelancer, so that means we're broke. So we have nothing to buy or spend. Lots of stuff to buy, nothing to spend.
Yes.
And I'm suddenly finding all of these things and remembering all of these things that I wanted to do. Found stuff to buy, bring it back home, and it's just starting to get dark. But by the time I was able to get back to wiring the electrical outlet, it was already dark outside. So the kitchen had very little light, and I pretty much had to wire the outlet in the dark.
I have the flashlight for you.
Yeah, little flashlight.
I have a question.
Yes.
What was keeping you from doing it the following morning? The sun comes back up. You might recall.
It does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I was obsessed. I wanted to finish this on that day. And I'd already taken way too long.
I did actually have to convince him to stop working.
Because I wanted to get it done. I thought it would only be like a 3-hour or 4-hour job.
Yeah.
And it ended up taking a lot longer
time. I wanted s'mores. So I got him off of that job. So we could have s'mores and play Pass the Pigs.
And watch Super 8.
Which I didn't like.
You didn't like it?
No, I liked Cloverfield a lot better.
I like them both. I do like, I can't decide. They're different.
So I've also had this jigsaw that I think we got, I think it was from the wedding registry.
Did you make a puzzle?
It's that jigsaw thing you kept returning and buying back and returning and buying back.
Yeah, because
like, just buy it.
Our Walmart had it for $45. The Walmart in Indiana had it for $35.
How many times did you return that thing? Like 2 or 3 times?
Yeah.
You can just hear it. Hey, Daniel, do you have a jigsaw I could borrow? Occasionally.
Oh. And you know what he did? He actually returned it to the store. And then he came back a few minutes later and got the same jigsaw out of the cart of the returns.
And bought it again
at the current price.
Because I returned it at $45 and bought it back at $35.
Oh my gosh.
It's almost like shorting stock, which is an awesome investment thing. But
this is my life. Welcome. Welcome.
I didn't do this when I married you, though. I mean, I didn't do it with my wife.
As oh my.
What?
Return it, bought it back at a lower price.
Okay. You're good now. That was a weird comment.
He just kept sending that dowry higher and higher.
If I short sell the ring now, then
yeah, her dad's so confused by the time they got married, he just was signing
just
over.
Take her, just take her.
Well, I had this idea that this jigsaw could cut the drywall because I needed to move where this wire was in the wall. I needed to make an outlet a little bit higher, even though instructions said get a certified electrician.
I'm so glad I did not know you were doing this. I would have just,
you would have called an electrician.
Yeah, I'd have been kind of scared.
He actually did a really good job.
It's easy.
It was success on the first try.
Good job. Three wires. Yeah.
You are now a certified electrician.
Hopefully no certified electricians are listening. They are probably faint.
So die of shock.
I have this idea that I need to move the outlet up. I need to make this new hole. So I get the jigsaw out. I'm going to drill or cut a new hole. And the jigsaw has this pointed end blade. So I just thought, here's what I'll do. I'll just turn it on and push it up against the drywall. It'll poke through and cut this hole really nicely. That's not how it worked at all.
Oh, dear.
I put that thing up to the drywall and it punched a big hole in the drywall.
Is that what happened?
Yes.
I was wondering. So, I was like, Daniel, do you think mice have been chewing on this wall?
Oh, that was a different part.
Was it a different place?
So I had this spot. I had clearly marked where I wanted the hole to be. And then I've got this like fist-sized hole a few inches away.
Yep.
I just decided, that's a good spot too.
Wow.
So we get all of this wired.
It's a good story.
Everything.
When he says we, he means himself.
Well, you helped lift the cabinet.
Well, I didn't do any of the wiring.
No.
And I'm glad I didn't because I would have burned our home down. I'm pretty sure I would have.
But we finished all of this, and then I realized the microwave's crooked. And it's something that I've just decided I'm going to live with it.
Yeah.
For now.
Oh, no.
But so what did you say right about the door? What did you say about the door?
The door keeps swinging open. Well, like, it's
you
better.
Said, yeah.
It's better for the door to swing open than swing closed.
Because
you know how annoying it is to open a microwave door and you want to put something in with both hands, but then the microwave door
absolutely
goes closed.
And then it like hits you in the hand and then it bounces back and hits the wall really hard and comes back and hits you even harder. And
it's like slapping you. No.
This sounds like a nightmare.
As you may have gathered, my microwave door swings closed.
Our swings open. Ours is your friend.
So if anyone wants a rust bucket microwave and oven, just let me know. Come pick it up yourself. And it might even be free, or like $10, $15. At that price, it might as well be free. I just want it out of the garage now.
I think you should just put $10 or $15 inside
the ovens. Crap. Somebody in the chat room just said that there is a spider behind me. Can somebody please look and tell me there is no spider?
There isn't.
Okay.
Next line is major.
Slash razor. Don't do that again.
Hey, that's Noah. He tried to hide his identity from me, Noah.
Noah.
Jeremy, what's your random noodle update?
So I found out tonight that your microwave is crooked. Now I'm not going to be able to stop thinking about it whenever I'm here.
The microwave and styrofoam.
You can't really tell. You did a good job.
Now, I, many, many long years ago, I think it was 2003, I joined a local gym. And I have been there, had been there, through many...
Thick and thin.
Well, pretty much, because it was one store, and then that was when it was thin, and then it got thicker when they knocked out parts of the wall and took the store next to it, too, and expanded. So I have been there through thick and thin, and through comfy winter, and sweltering summer when they couldn't keep the air conditioning on or oxygen in the building.
Is this a metaphor for a relationship with a person?
Wow, no.
I was there when they were fat and when they were skinny, when they took all the oxygen away from me, and
when they were stone cold. Oh my gosh, no. Yes, so that'll get better as I go on. It was starting to get really crowded, which was really irritating. A lot of things were in disrepair, and honestly, the bathroom always smelled like it hadn't been cleaned in 2, 3, 4 weeks. Eventually, I left that gym. Stop with the analogy. Just get that out of your head. That has nothing to do with the story. It's not an analogy. Sorry. This is genuinely the gym. And now you've got me telling it differently because I'm like, how will this sound if I'm talking about a person? So I gym shopped, and that was an ordeal because you go to a gym and you go through the tour and then they try to sell you on it and then they won't stop calling you, blah, blah, blah,
it's
blah, blah.
It's just like dating.
Wow. I forgot the other thing. This gym played loud music, but it was inconsistent. Half the time it was 80s rock, which some would love, but not me. And they played the music videos on the TV, so I had quite enough of my fill, or I had my fill, whatever, which was basically nothing. I had no room for this, for the men in the blonde perms trying to look demon possessed while they scream out their whatever. And then when they'd play other stuff, it was, you know, quite objectionable at times. And sometimes it was too loud, blah, blah, blah. It was completely distracting, all that stuff, whatever. So I left. I went gym shopping, found one that was really good. It was smaller. It was cheaper. It was, how do you say in America? It was comfortable. It ended up not having, you know, it wasn't as much better as I thought it would be. Because it turns out any gym built in a strip mall has uneven floors. And so, you know, doing squats on a slant is probably not the best thing for your back. And when you can look at elliptical machines and they're leaning several degrees to one side, you probably don't want to use them. But
is it that bad?
Yeah, these gyms don't seem to notice these things. Anyway, I found workarounds in the new gym, and it was comfortable. It was clean. It was organized. You didn't have to go looking for what you found, or what, looking for what you found, looking for what you wanted. But last week of December, I heard a rumor first from a coworker, and then I got a letter. They were closing as of Saturday, the 31st.
No way.
So that was sad. Thing is, guess what they did?
What did they do?
Transferred all our memberships back to the gym I left without asking. After a year and a half, right back where I started.
Oh.
And so...
This is so much like a relationship story. So this was a rebound gym.
She broke up with me, but not only did she break up with me, she put me back in a relationship with my other ex. No, anyway, that's really weird. Yeah. So I decided, well, I'll give him a chance, but I'm going to go in there. I'm going to have him give me a tour, and I'm going to make them convince me not to leave again. Stop with the analogy. Stop. I was ready. I'm just going to be like, you know, honestly, I left. So I just want to see, you know, if I want to stay here. So I walk in the door, tell him that I'm from the other gym. Clearly, they've been through this rigmarole many times already. Rigmarole?
Rigmarole.
Word of the day. Rigmarole.
Rigmarole.
Two other people from my old gym walked in and also signed up while I was there, filling out the waiver that he put in front of me. I kind of said a few things while I started to fill it out. Basically, I ended up saying, has anything changed in the last year and a half? And he was like, last year and a half? No.
No.
And I was like, and I'm sure that meant feature-wise. I didn't go on a tour of the gym or anything. I was like, what just happened? Why did I just... Now, I read the waiver. I didn't sign without reading. But I signed it. So really, I just didn't want to take a chance of the billing getting messed up. But I was like, what a pushover.
Did the guy by any chance look or sound like Rumpelstiltskin?
As a matter of fact, he did not at all. Oh. So I'm right back at my old, hopefully not so smelly, but probably smelly gym.
Oh, boy.
Still no analogy.
Yikes.
And actually, I'd spent the morning in the coffee shop in which I used to work. So I drove from my old workplace to my old gym. I was feeling very strange that morning.
Whoa.
It was like I lost a year and a half of my life.
Weird.
But I had a year and a half of memories. It was like something out of Doctor Who.
I wonder if it was on the same day that I emailed my old employer.
There's a good chance. Was it Friday?
Thursday or Friday. Weird. It's like a blast from the past.
That was... Can I quote you on that? That was really original.
Sure.
I don't even know anymore. Jenny. Someone said Laughing Penguin in the chat room. I don't know why. I just thought I'd share that out of context.
Slasher's on a roll tonight.
Jenny, do you have a random noodle update to share?
Yes, I do. My grandma gives strange gifts.
I call my grandma Granny. I call my grandma.
What on earth?
I call my Granny Grandma because grandma is the man.
It's a Julian Smith video. Yeah. And you know what?
It's great.
We'll give you a little bonus. Go to the show notes when this is over. Go to the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/94, and we will have that video from Julian Smith in the show notes, so you can check that out. Anyway, go ahead, Jen.
This Christmas, she gave me this weird mouse thing, and it has a cork in the bottom and two holes for the eyes on top, and we can't... It's holding a burger, so...
And it's big. It's like bigger than a fist.
It's bigger than my fist. So, really quick, in the chat room, I would like you guys to guess what this is.
Ooh. Show and tell.
Yes, we're showing and telling. This is what happens when you come and join the live show. Daniel's holding up the mouse to the camera right now. It's like a jar with holes in it. It's painted like a mouse and it has mouse ears.
And it's like 6 inches tall, roundish, kind of like egg-shaped round,
yeah,
sort of.
With ears and a nose.
Big flat ears.
Yep.
And the eyeballs are just eye sockets.
Okay.
With no balls.
Dachshin says it's the cheese grater.
Grater.
Is that like a...
Grater. There's...
Like the bee's knees. It's the cheese grater.
Cheese grater. And Rose's Dancing for Christ says spice shaker. And Slash Racer 5 says cookie jar.
Very
small cookies. Look at
with
those
no
holes.
Lids.
It's a mouse turd jar.
Yes!
Oh, and maybe it's a mouse eye jar.
Okay, Slash Racer 5 just changed.
Eyes fall out of the eye sockets.
Ew. Just changed his answer to bomb container.
That's the bomb.
That's creative. This mouse is the bomb. Is that everybody in the chat room?
Don't click.
Is that everybody who wanted to guess?
Tell us what it is, Jenny.
It is... I actually had to email my grandma in order to find out what this is.
We've had this thing for how long?
We actually opened it... I opened it before Christmas.
Yeah. It's been at least a month.
Because we went to visit around Thanksgiving, and that's when she gave it to me, and I couldn't wait, so I opened it, and I was like, what the heck is this? So I've been waiting until Christmas to email her to make it look like I waited until Christmas.
Now you'll find out that she, for Christmas, got the ability to listen to podcasts.
Oh, no. I love you, Grandma.
Now, anyway, isn't it holding a hamburger?
Yes, it's holding a cheeseburger.
Or what looks like a cheeseburger.
I think it's a cheeseburger because it's got tomatoes and onions and a burger and lettuce.
Which are clearly all cheese. Just kidding.
But it looks like a burger.
Yeah.
It's clearly a burger. Look at it.
So we had all of these running theories of what goes in this thing. Because it's got the big holes on the top that doesn't seal.
Somebody guessed it in the chat room.
What is it,
Jenny? It's a Parmesan shaker. Parmesan cheese shaker.
Yeah. So now we've been debating, well, do we leave it out? Do we keep it in the refrigerator?
The eyes are just holes. They don't have little tiny corks. I don't really know what to do with it.
It doesn't keep the cheese particularly fresh, perhaps.
Well, I mean, we're thinking, do you refrigerate it when you put the cheese in it?
It's like...
What do you do with the toilet paper when you apply it?
Like, you know, pizza places will put Parmesan on the tables and those shakers have big holes and they just sit there.
That's true.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Maybe put a little rice in there, too. Well, the rice would fall out, too.
Yeah. Mm. Yuck.
Yuck.
Ricey, cheesy pizza. Ricey, cheesy spaghetti.
Ooh, we should patent that idea. Sell it to Domino's or someone.
Yeah, so it is... A Parmesan cheese shaker. Am I even saying that right? Is it Parmesan or Parmesan?
I said Parmesan.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Parmesan.
You know what my parents called it when we were little?
What?
Shaker cheese.
Shaker cheese?
Because Parmesan was too hard for us to say as kids.
I could never say hamburger.
Parmesan.
It was always hangaber.
Hangaber.
That was last week, right?
No, that was many years ago.
I had a friend who couldn't say hot dog. She would say daha.
What?
Daha.
At what age?
I don't remember.
That's like hot dog and chips are some of the first things the kids learn how to say.
What kids?
I want daha.
Daha.
Give me daha.
Yeah.
Sounds like some...
Get a daha pull right here.
Oh my.
That was my best friend that said that, by the way, Jeremy.
What does I mean?
No, I just wanted to make you feel bad.
Oh, you did it. Mission accomplished.
Yeah. This was a triumph.
Now it's time for noodles in the news.
Loud noodles in the news.
Yeah, I probably startled everyone. I should warn them next time. Bumper music coming up. There are a couple news stories that I want to share. Well, one of them is there's a recent survey or a poll that was conducted of the most annoying words in 2011. Can you guess what the most annoying words were in 2011?
Bieber.
No. Most annoying words, not people.
That's an annoying word because of its association.
You know what? We're probably never going to get Justin Bieber on our show. Did I just say Justin Bieber? Bieber.
Bieber.
Well, this might have been just a poll of these words, but I do think these are some of the most annoying words.
Well, I've got one. I've got a guess.
What?
Please don't say squeegee. I love the word squeegee.
Seriously.
Yes. That's one of them. Seriously.
Because even though I say it sometimes and it can be well placed, it is overused to death, especially by certain people.
Seriously?
Great. So you're on track now. Can you guess what some of the others might be?
Really?
No.
No.
No. I'll give them to you.
Okay.
Whatever, you know, like, seriously, and just saying.
Crap, I say all of those.
Now, when I saw this, I actually read the actual poll data, and I saw these, like the statistics of different demographics for each one and what was voted for. It said, whatever, you know, like, seriously, just saying, unsure.
Huh? Now,
what's wrong with the word unsure? Oh. And then I realized, oh, that's people who are unsure.
That's awesome.
What to vote.
What? Oh.
So I was thinking, it's not a word you hear people use a whole
unsure.
Lot.
We should start using that, you know, a lot. I just said, you know, oh gosh.
So which one of those five do you think is the most annoying, according to this poll?
Like.
Jeremy?
Or whatever.
I don't know. Right, I'm biased. I'm biased.
Which one is most annoying to you?
Well, it depends on the person saying it and the context and the frequency.
I would say like, even though I say like a lot.
Yeah, actually, there was 1 month this year where I would have said like and another where I would have said seriously. It entirely depends on the company you keep.
The most voted annoying word for the third year in a row.
Uh-oh.
I believe it was the third year in a row. It might have been the sixth year. No, third.
Oh, well, then consecutive it's not seriously.
Year was whatever.
Oh.
The quickest conversation killer.
Whatever.
I don't think that one's annoying, personally. I don't hear it that much. Unless it's well placed.
I guess it's more the adults commenting on what they hear the teens saying.
Oh. Yeah.
See, a lot of these words can be used differently. Because you can certainly. Be like, what? Like someone could be like, seriously, or seriously, and whatever is the same way. It's like, people be like, whatever, or just throwing it in, talking about something and they don't want to get any more articulate and just say, or whatever. And if it's not overused, I think it's okay. That's always how I am with these lists.
It is a word that I think I overuse a little bit. But people can check out the actual numbers of these things if you want to see boring data. We'll have a link to that in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/94.
Do you know what was overused last year?
What?
2011. Oh, my. Just constantly.
I think 2011 was overused.
Yeah, everybody wrote it everywhere. It's not so old.
But you know what is in 2012 this year?
The end of the Mayan calendar?
And the elections. And here is a candidate who has been running in New Hampshire, in the New Hampshire primaries. Here's a short, well, the video is long, but I'm only going to play a short portion of this video from this guy's campaign. His name is Vermin Supreme.
Whoa.
This delightful. Is not something you get from Taco Bell, by the way.
Whoa.
I'd like a Vermin Supreme Baja Gordita, please.
Baja.
Longtime but little-known Republican candidate Vermin Supreme has once again thrown his hat into the presidential ring with a platform as serious as his costume.
He's wearing a boot on his head?
That's his hat that he threw into the ring. He is wearing a boot on his head.
That just... I'm makes not... me think of VeggieTales from the Tale of Two Cities.
And there's a sign in the background that says Vermin Supreme 2008. Actually, I guess this is an old video.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say something, but...
the video, the sign in like... the background looks like he printed it himself and used like word art, clip
it
art.
It looks like... Was no offense serious? To Vermin Supreme, but
yeah,
he looks like
this.
A mountain man.
No
like
offense
he's got
to Vermin.
A beard and what is he wearing?
Everything.
I know.
And a boot.
On his head.
To boot.
Politicians are fear-mongering. Mr. Supreme satirically pledges to protect America from a zombie attack.
You heard that right. Oh, Vermin Supreme boy. Is going to protect us from a zombie attack.
Media budget, Mr. Supreme builds his visibility on personally scouring the streets of New Hampshire.
He's walking around with a megaphone and a few people around him.
Just not the zombies.
Oh, he hit somebody
with his little rubber.
Are you running for president?
Love America more.
Are you running?
Love America more. Hi, my name is Vermin Supreme. Yes, I am on the Republican ballot, and yes, I am running for president. Thank you for your support. Thank you for
and yes,
today.
I'm wearing a boot on my head.
Love America more. I'm not feeling love for America. Quick, show of hands. How many people here love America?
You got a vote from the rubber chicken.
Woo! My reality, my campaign is not necessarily reality-based, so I can take several opposite positions all at once, depending which is convenient at any given moment of time, depending on what crowd wants to hear, you know, what sort of promise I have to make, depending on who I'm talking to.
Which might explain the quick stock ticket.
Yes. Get a little sympathy vote there.
He actually carries a rubber chicken.
I'm wearing a suit and ties.
A suit and tie.
Yeah, so tell me more about Obama and tell me more about why I'm a better candidate than Barack Obama.
All right, so he starts questioning the reporters, but you've got to hear what his three main issues are, because he's asking, like, what's Obama's main issues? Now, he's going to share what his issues are.
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
He's got three.
What's your issue?
Well, of course, I stand for three major things. Mandatory toothbrushing, number one. Time travel research, number two. And zombie preparedness, number three. Obama doesn't address anything. What's the deal?
What was the first one?
Mandatory toothbrushing.
Oh my gosh.
Is this guy a dentist?
I don't know. Do all dentists walk around with boots on their heads?
He's got everything. Is that a hockey stick that he's carrying?
I wouldn't be surprised. He's wearing about three different ties. One of them has a rubber chicken on the end of it.
And he's wearing an eyeball necklace. Did you notice that?
Oh, it's a hidden secret. No, wait, this isn't the Once Upon a Time podcast. Over at oncepodcast.com.
And he's wearing like a zebra-striped green coat thing.
This guy is crazy. I wouldn't be surprised if he's trying to run again.
I don't think he's crazy. I think he's awesome.
Number two was time travel research, and number three was zombie preparedness.
Well, yeah, I mean, if we don't do time travel research, it's going to be much harder to find the doctor.
If we don't do it now, we can never go back into the past and do it now. It's a time travel paradox thing.
Future cricket. Future
cricket. What would that sound like?
So check out this crazy video, and I can't guarantee the cleanliness of the entire thing, but it's probably all right.
We've only gotten through, like, how many minutes?
Yeah,
definitely proper dental hygiene.
Wow.
Apparently facial hygiene is not among his things. Or
well,
clean
he might wash his face. He just doesn't trim his beard.
Or have good color coordination. I'm going to start a campaign to run for president and have mandatory color coordination. And Jenny will be my campaign coordinator.
Oh, obviously. You're going to have lots of colorblind people against you.
This color of gray goes great with this color of gray.
Oh, my.
But not this color.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
And then one last thing to share. Is this comes from foxnews.com. Headline: Florida mom accused of trying to sell eight-month-year-old son for $7,000.
A
South Florida woman is accused of trying to sell her eight-month I see what I did.
That's great.
I didn't realize. I was just like, yeah. Come on. That's what I said. Her 8-month-old son for $7,000, police said. Kenya Bosque from Apalaca was arrested and booked into Miami-Dade jail Sunday, charged with an adoption violation, the Miami Herald reported. Bosque was caught after an informant told police that he arranged to meet the 30-year-old mother, 30-month-year-old mother, to buy her baby.
That's creepy.
Officers also recorded four phone calls between the pair. An undercover agent arranged to meet Bosque as part of the baby selling deal. And although she did not attend the meeting, police said they had enough evidence to arrest her. Her arrest form states she placed her son in harm by attempting to sell the child, which would cause emotional trauma to the child. Yeah. Baby's probably thinking, I'm worth much more than $7,000.
Oh, gosh.
You think that's all I'm worth?
Oh, my gosh.
Put me on eBay. I'm worth $50,000 on eBay.
You sound kind of like Elmo.
And while you're at it, I'm going to replace Elmo. That's how much I'm worth to you. $7,000.
Seven. Elmo loves you. You're tickle anymore.
Why would she? I want to know what site did she even, or how did she even try and do this? Like, did she send it into the paper?
She probably just wanted to avoid all that paperwork that's required for adoption.
8 month old son, $10,000 or best offer. Call.
Oh my gosh.
How do you place an ad to sell a baby?
Your funny news stories always creep me out, man.
Well, there are a lot of creepers out there. You get too close to them and they blow up.
Hashtag Minecraft joke.
pointless only... hashtag.
Hashtag geek speak by saying hashtag.
If only Ian were here.
Yes, Ian, we miss you.
Thanks for the gift cards.
We'll enjoy those soon. So if you're going to try to sell your 8-month-old son, make sure, though, you're asking a good price. $7,000 is not the going rate for 8-month-old sons.
It's not even $1,000 a month.
Yeah, that's not a good... Maybe she listed her son when he was only 7 months old and it took a month to sell.
I feel creepy for participating in this line of joking, quite honestly.
Yeah, it's very sad that she put up her son for adoption.
Well, it's not sad. It's sad that she tried to sell him on the black market.
I can see price comparison sites out there. Adopt a baby for $12,000 or buy on the black market for
$7,000. Oh, my.
Yeah. Hopefully the son is in a better home now. And a home that realizes he's worth more than $7,000.
Seriously.
What was she going to use the money for?
It's not even that much.
I'm trying to raise money for an adoption, so I'm going to sell my baby I can adopt a baby, and then I'm hoping the other baby will come back.
What?
No. Yeah, anyway. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah. Weird news. Crazy news.
So be careful, everyone. There are a lot of crazies out there.
And don't sell your baby. My baby!
Ooh.
Just remembering.
He tried to make an Australian accent and it came out vaguely Southern.
Well, yeah. It also came out more the way that the people who did How Lost Should Have Ended
did
Claire's voice.
My baby!
I need to watch that but after I watch that Lost.
Way. Yeah. Whoa! Yeah, I've got Lost on the brain since Jenny's been watching it a lot.
Yep.
Lost on the brain. But like a fool with Lost on the brain.
If your brain gets lost and you want to send us some feedback, you can send that to feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call 903-231-2221. We want to hear your funny jokes, funny stories, funny things that you find on the internet, babies that you see for sale.
What?
So we can find out what a good deal is.
No.
Anything stop. Like that.
Sell your babies.
And by the way, something that I mentioned earlier just happened.
What's that?
Well, I'm going to let you figure it out later. I'll bet some of our listeners have figured it out already.
Okay. I don't know what just happened.
Oh.
Did we just travel back in time?
I think we might have.
Is that us? The plop?
No, that's Darth Vader getting ready to swim.
Oh my goodness.
Swan dive.
That was great.
Cannonball.
Somebody needs to make that video. That'd be great.
Chad Vader. You need to make that video. Oh, we want to hear your funny stuff, though. And so, like I said already, send that to us. Email it, either written or audio. Keep your audio, please, to fewer than 3 minutes. feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call in to 903-231-2221. And you can get a link to all of these things that we mentioned in the show notes, including a couple of bonus videos that we'll stick in there. And by the way, did you ever notice that I write funny things when I recap the random noodle updates? You should check them out.
Yeah,
it's great to read.
Sometimes
them.
Post pictures of people that may include me with alterations made to said pictures.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Have you ever posted any pictures of me?
Yeah.
Oh no.
There was that one. So check out the show notes over at cleancomedypodcast.com/94. It's the one where you were wearing the big fake glasses.
You are kind.
And also make sure that you check out our Once Upon a Time podcast over at oncepodcast.com. Once Upon a Time is back. It is awesome. And we would love your feedback for that show, and especially ratings and reviews for that show in iTunes. So check that out over at oncepodcast.com. Jeremy and Jenny, anything else to share before we go?
Nope.
Good. No,
I didn't say no.
You
just that I'm going to, I found a very funny picture, but a picture is worth 1,000 words and we don't have time for another 1,000 words and it wouldn't do the picture justice anyway. So I'm going to be putting that either in the show notes. Well, I'll put it in the show notes now that I've mentioned it, but I may start posting some interesting things I find around the internet in the Ramen Noodle blog. So there may be extra reasons to visit the website throughout the week.
And make sure that you're subscribed to the website over at cleancomedypodcast.com. I'm Daniel J. Lewis. You can follow me on Twitter at The Ramen Noodle.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin. You can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/phlegon, phlegon.
And I'm Jenny, and you can follow me at twitter.com/jennysnook.
And next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing because you are not the only one.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one. Living, they may try and shame ya, cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle, add your own seasoning, be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along. The
Ramen Noodle is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our great podcasts like this one, because we think this one's great and we think our others are great too. Self-proclaimed great podcasts over at noodle.mx. That's all part of the Noodle Mix Network. We've got stuff like How to Podcast and Christian Movie Reviews with Critical Thinking and the new podcast about Once Upon a Time over at noodle.mx.
Please don't choke on your own spit.
Choke on someone else's spit.
Ew. That's kind of gross.